AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're going to want to get the Sports Grid app on iOS or Android in the Play Store. It's free. It's incredible. It's got the TV side on there, the radio side. Follow your favorite hosts like Carver High. It's got in-game odds. It's got it all. The Sports Grid app. Get it today. Free. It's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Did you know we're streaming on X as well every day, always, all week, all month, all year, including right now, this very second, at SportsGrid-Live. Check us out on X. SportsGrid-Live. All right, did you know you can get the Pharrell Coast to Coast and Pharrell on a Bench podcast Monday to Friday, both shows on Apple, iTunes, or wherever you download podcasts? You can get both of those shows every day of the weekdays. And then let's look at the lineup for tonight on SportsGrid TV. Front Office Sports at 6. And then at 6:30, Game Time Decisions with the Kevin Walsh. At 8, it's the original OG In-Game Live with Scott Wetzel and Dave Sharapan. And then at 10, it's Sports Rage with Morenci. On Sports Grid Radio at 8 to 10, it's The Institution, Carver and Lisi. You get it all with Sports Grid TV and Sports Grid Radio. And we get into hour two now. We're still talking baseball. This was the other game I cashed a ticket on, was the Cardinals opening up that four-game set with the Cubs at Busch Beer.
They certainly did. And the Cardinals, Scotty, had the long ball working last night against the Cubbies. A bunch of homers for them. Burleson hit one. But Lars Nootbaar got things kicked off. FanDuel Sportsnet early on in this one.
High fly ball to right field. Pretty well hit. Took it back. It is long gone. Two-run homer, Lars Nootbaar.
Yeah, the Burleson and Donovan's were two-run shots. Gorman hit one as well. Four home runs, season best for the Cardinals. And Lieber Torre, I thought he pitched well, allowed two runs on six hits, struck out five. And the Cubs have lost four of five all of a sudden.
I actually saw a stat today about the Cubs. And the Cubs have had a very good season. There's no doubt about that. They have smashed all the bad teams. Smashed them. They are a couple games under 500 against teams with a winning record. So teams that have, when the Cubs have played good teams, Scotty, now remember, they did beat the Dodgers those couple times earlier this year. But other than that, they've been a basically under 500 team against the best teams in baseball, but they've made their living beating up on everybody else, which is what you're supposed to do. I get it. But they haven't been great against the other good teams.
Well, I mean, that's something you should take note of as a bettor. When they play bad teams, bet on them. And when they play good teams like last night, I think the Cardinals have been pretty decent, you know, at the very least. And I bet on them. And I got them at minus 110 yesterday. I think the Cubs were minus 109 or something like that. But, I cashed it.
Angels beat Boston last night 9-5. That was a wild game. There was a ton of runs scored early in it. Walker Buehler's ERA is like 7 now. That has been a disaster.
It was 5-3 in the first.
Yeah, it was 5-3 in the first inning. Zach Neto, 3-for-4. He led off the bottom of the first with a homer for the Angels as well, as he has gotten things going for them. The Nationals beat the Padres 10-6 last night. Couple of significant homers for us in this game. But this guy has been on an absolute tear. We got to give a little hat tip to the Wood Doctor today on Masson.
Wood crushes one to deep right. If it's fair, it's gone. Fair ball, it's out of here. Just inside the foul pole, James Wood launches again on this road trip.
Well, I mean, how long did it take the guy to figure out that it was a home run? I mean, I went out and got a beer.
It was still it was like it was right down that right field line. It was near the pole. I guess they had to take like a little bit of a look at it, but Wood has been unbelievable.
Bell hit one too, right? I think he hit
Bell
one.
He hit the highest pitch I've seen that was hit for a homer in like the last 25 years. It was above his head, and he just went up and he cranked it up into the left field upper deck. Big homer, little add-on for Tatis in the ninth was big for me. Hit a little three-leg lotto for me last night, so congrats. Right. Thank you to Fernando Tatis Jr.
We thought he'd hit one. We were like Tatis, Manny, and the Crone Zone.
The Crone Zone got one. Crone Zone got one, too, last night.
We were ringing bells all night. It was like Christmas Eve.
It was a great night, and I hope it keeps going with the hot weather. I hope we getting more
it's
and more homers.
Tuesday.
It is Dinger Tuesday, that's for sure. The Giants are going to bring Justin Verlander back tonight. He was on the paternity list. We told you yesterday, I believe. That him
he should have stayed on it. He sucks so bad. Honestly, like, this guy has not won a game with the Giants.
Tyler Fitzgerald will be the one who goes down to the minors for them. We told you yesterday that the A's broke ground in Vegas finally on their new stadium. Now, most people don't like Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, but A's owner John Fisher is not one of those guys because Rob is the real reason why he got out of that dump in Oakland and is now able to get fast-tracked to Vegas. Here's John.
You know, I don't want to get too emotional here when I talk about the commissioner of baseball, but when I sat down with the commissioner and he said, hey, we're going to make this happen, you know, he never wavered. And it's not always an easy job to be the commissioner of 30 owners, all of whom, you know, want something special on any given day. But to Commissioner Manfred, who looked at what we were building here and knew that this was the right thing for baseball, and then said about making sure that all 30 owners or all 29, he knew he had my vote, that all 29 were going to support this. Yeah, thank you, Rob.
I got to be honest with you. I wonder, I really do, how it'll work. I got to be frank. I think, you know, you and I have experienced the nights. We've walked across the street from the MGM and walked into those bars and restaurants in that area, whatever they call it, and outside of the T-Mobile. And it's it really is a perfect place. And it's great for everything. Boxing, UFC, hockey, concerts, you name it. And that area is so phenomenal with all the, you know, activity there. It's buzzing. You can get your swerve on. You can eat. You can drink. You can hang out outside and drink and party, et cetera. But I have to ask you, like, that's at nighttime. They're not playing day games in the NHL in Las Vegas. I mean, if ever. They're all at night. And so at night, it's, you know, whatever, 90 degrees or 85 degrees, whatever it is. And even in the winter, I lived there twice. So I know there is a winter in Las Vegas. It gets cold there in the winter. Like, it'll be 30, 40 degrees there. They don't know what hit them. But my question to you is this. Like, today, right now, it's probably $1.15 in Las Vegas. And the idea of walking up that strip to a baseball game, to me, is just something people don't want to do. Like, are they going to get tourists? Who in Las Vegas that lives in Las Vegas is going to drive down there and park their car and walk into that baseball stadium? That's a serious question I have for you, because I don't think they are. I think the locals go to the hockey games at night, and I want to say they go to Raider games, even though they stink. Sunday afternoon, I guess they're not afraid of it. When we come back, I want you to answer that question, if you think it's going to work.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Mike. So let's go back to the well. Do you believe that it's going to work in Vegas in terms of who's going to those games? Is it because, like, look at Miami. Nobody goes. When they have the WBC, that place is packed. Nobody goes to Marlin games that lives down there. All the old people don't go to. Let's just face facts. There's a major senior crowd down in South Florida and whatever, Canadians, whoever, that live down there, and they don't go to baseball games. All right, so, and they don't go in Tampa either. So are they going to go in 115-degree weather? Because it's a buck 10, a buck 15 every single day from May, at least May, until literally the season's over. I mean, it is still 100 degrees there in September, mid-September. It does not get cooler in Vegas till the middle of October. That's just all there is to it.
Look, I think that this is going to be a lot more challenging than the Knights and the Raiders have been. The Raiders is an easy one. I mean, you're talking 8 or 9 games a year. You're talking about a sport where people travel from visiting teams to any city, really, especially Las Vegas. They'll never have a problem with the Raiders. The Knights were the first team in, so I think that that community has a really big attachment to the Vegas Golden Knights because it was their first team in that town, and it is Knights, and they've built that fan base, and it is still something that fans from Toronto and fans from wherever are still going to come in when their team's in Vegas to go see them. Baseball is double the amount of games at home as hockey. You're talking 80 home games as opposed to 40. I think it's going to be a challenge. Now, some in Vegas say it's not. Some in Vegas, you know, and then there's others in Vegas who say, like, it's going to be a disaster. I don't think you're going to get as much of the tourist aspect of it as you do with the hockey and the NFL. I think it'll be a lot more difficult. Maybe I'm wrong. On a weekend series, probably not. You know, if you're a Yankee fan or you're a, you know, a Brave fan or something and your team's playing in Vegas that for a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I could see it. But those Monday through Thursdays, I think could be tough for them.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting. Now, there's no doubt that they're building a incredible facility.
Yeah.
So I think that what they did was, in both of those other instances, they built amazing arenas and stadiums. Allegiant is amazing. T-Mobile is amazing. It's an amazing arena. It really is. And then I've never seen anything like the Sphere. I really haven't. That's the coolest thing I've ever been in my life. And then now they're building this Shangri-La baseball stadium. So I think there'll be some level of fascination early on. I think that in the first couple of years, people are going to want to check it out at least, you know, once. So it will be a bucket list type thing eventually to go check it out. But when that wears off, I wonder, because I'm telling you that, like, that strip is, it's a bizarre place. And the people, like, I want to see somebody go walk from, like, let's say, if you could walk from the MGM all the way to, let's just hypothetically say the Wynn, you know, I'd be willing to pay you money. You won't make it down there in that heat. You'll have to stop. Look, you'll have to go inside somewhere and rest and get water. I mean, it's just, it's like, it's insanity walking. I remember Morenzi and I walked one night from the MGM to the Mandalay Bay. Remember the NFL, the Super Bowl thing?
It's a hike.
I thought I was going to have to get on his back, piggyback.
It's a hike.
I was so tired.
Here's the other thing that's important for them. Now, remember something. When the Knights came in, the NHL was super smart. They gave them what, as you have said a billion times, that was not a real expansion team.
A championship
that
team.
They gave Vegas. And they went to the Stanley Cup final in their first year of existence, and that allowed the local fan base and community to even more attach themselves to that team. It's not like the team sucked the first year and they weren't dragging new fans in. Fisher has to make that team spend some money and make that team good, because if the A's go into Vegas and they suck, after everybody goes and checks out the stadium once or twice, they're not going to come back. If the team's winning and there's October baseball, team's good, local fans will rally around them like they did the Knights. Team has to be good out of the gate. That's a huge part of it.
I agree with that. They have to make the playoffs. And if they're playing in October, that place will be full. Because everyone's in sports, let's face facts, everyone's a bandwagon fan at the end of the day if their local team is in the playoffs.
And that's also when you get all the people who are in town as tourists. They're like, oh, wow, there's a playoff game. You know, the A's are playing the Yankees tomorrow. And, you know, game three, division series. Let's go. You know, we want to get in there, and it'll be a hot ticket. They're playing in mid-September, you know, and they're 50 and 90 playing out the string. You know, there'll be nobody there. I mean, it's going to be
– That's right.
It's going to be bare bones at that place. And that's the case in a lot of cities. That's the case.
Yeah, but in that city, they're all sitting in front of slot machines. Okay?
Right. You need something to pull them away from that, like the Knights did right out of the gate and got people for 2 hours to go over.
I actually want to see – okay, so, they're talking about, you know, unfortunately, Atlanta getting another team for the third time. And then I want to see what team they give them, because the first one, you know, the middle one, the Thrashers, the one I did, that was the worst team, I think, in NHL history that they ever put together. Like, because back in 67, they were all expansion teams, like the Penguins, et cetera, right? And they were all terrible. And that's the way they should have been, I guess. And then in 99, they give the Thrashers, and they were terrible. I mean, they stunk, okay? They were pathetic. They had no players, none. And now you're going to give them another team. I want to see what they give them, because they gave the Knights a Stanley Cup. And I got to tell you, or a Stanley Cup team, right? And, you know, they were loaded, but they've never given that to anybody else. And I think that's crooked. I think that's dirty. And so are they going to give Atlanta a loaded team like they did Las Vegas? I doubt it.
I doubt it, too. They should not be getting another team. Giving Atlanta another team.
But they are.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, Bayern Munich just scored on a beautiful play, and I was just sitting there watching Benfica's defense thinking, how are they going to score against this defense? Did they wave it off? I think they did. Offside, they did not count it. They scored on a beautiful play, but I am telling you, this Benfica defense, I mean, it looks like the entire team is back on defense in the box trying to keep Bayern out of there. I think they called it offside. I got to see it to believe it.
No.
It's definitely – I think it's offside, without a doubt.
Mm.
Without a doubt. So that's that. Offside. I don't think they're going to give him that. They're not going to give him that one. Great game. Benfica leads him 1-0. I've been watching these games and the Club World Cup. I just, you know, when I watch them, Mike, I just pretend like they're real, like that they're the World Cup or that the Gold Cup is just, you know, they're all these international teams playing one another. I just ignore what it is and just know that they're good games.
And that's what it is. And Mike kind of said something to you at the end earlier, you know, once you get past this group stage and you get into the knockout round of it, I think you'll see another level of play maybe go up in it. It's going to go up because then everyone starts to smell the end of the rainbow and the money and all those things. So they start to smell all that once they get through it. I'll let you know who's playing tonight in that a little bit later on. All right, the rest of the baseball stuff before we get to tonight's games. Why don't we look at the All-Star vote leaders? So I guess they're going to do this every week. We're getting close now, by the way. The All-Star game is just a couple weeks away. Judge and Ohtani have the most votes in the AL and the NL and all together. So Judge, Riley Green, and Javi Baez in the outfield right now. Now, Baez, he's going to get caught. The last 2 weeks they've done this. Trout has gained on him. I guess everybody just wanted to make sure Trout was playing. Trout's probably going to pass Baez by the time it's done for that other outfield position. Vladdy Guerrero, Gleyber Torres, the kid Wilson on the A's at shortstop, Jose Ramirez at third, Cal Raleigh, of course, at catcher. And Ryan O'Hearn's the DH leader from Baltimore. That was because Rafi Devers was the American League leader at DH, and he's now in the National League. So that's why that Ryan O'Hearn has the most votes among AL guys.
People are really excited about Ryan O'Hearn.
I know. They can't wait to see him in there. Teoscar Hernandez, Pete Crow Armstrong, Kyle Tucker, Freddie Freeman, Ketel Marte, Francisco Lindor, Manny Machado, Will Smith at catcher, and, of course, Ohtani DH, the NL.
How about your boy Freeman? Freddie just crushing the polar bear at first base.
Yeah.
Crushing
him
by like a million Dodger and a half guys. Votes.
Yeah, Dodger guys are way up on a lot of that right now. All right, our weekly look, the best and the worst money line teams in baseball. And I was very surprised to see this today when I opened this up. The Angels at plus 7.5 units, despite being 38-40. They're under 500.
Yeah, but I learned the hard way last night.
Money line team in the game, Tigers, Rays, Cardinals, and Astros right behind them. The worst, of course, the Rockies with the Braves, White Sox, A's, and O's also on the bad side.
Yeah, I actually don't believe the Braves are going to stay there. Have you noticed they're winning like almost, you know, very consistently almost every night now? They're five games under 500 now. You remember when they were 10? I mean, they're catching up, and they've been doing it by kicking the Mets' ass every night. They swept them in Atlanta. They start a four-game series at Citi. They win the first game, and then they're going at it again tonight against this guy that you said, Montas, who has absolutely been getting, like, mushballed in the minors. I mean, guys are just popping balls like champagne bottles all over the field against this guy. He's given up tons of runs. I dove in on Chase Burns here at plus 140. I'm thinking of pressing the Braves again tonight against the Mets. They've looked so terrible, losing 9 of 10, and the Braves keep winning. I'm looking at ways on Coast to Coast here in the middle of the show to make money. Like you put sprinkles on the taters. You'll like add a couple names here and there. Golf, same thing. Like, sprinkle me some money. Like, magic dust, Carver High. Magic dust.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Turning the corner on a Tuesday with Carver High. We're in New York City. Good to have you with us on Sports Grid. And we're looking at everything, the best teams, best over-unders. And now, what do you got? Some power rankings? We got a weekly power ranking shot here.
I will finish the over-unders first and give you those. The Dodgers have the most overs. As we just about hit the 80-game mark, the Dodgers have 45 overs this year. A's, Mariners, Cardinals, Cubs, and Tigers are the best over teams. Meanwhile, the Rangers, 52 unders so far this year. Mets, Yankees, Royals, Braves, and Brewers on the underside as well.
Yeah, meanwhile, I bet a game the other day, that Brewers game, and they won 9-8 and, you know, 17 runs, and you're telling me that they're having all these unders. All right.
Well, it's just a few more than they're not going to go under every night. But for the most part, they've been playing the games to the under. Here are the power rankings for, according to people who think they know for this week. The Detroit Tigers, number one. Tigers, Dodgers, Cubs, Phillies, Mets. Astros, Yankees, Rays, Giants, Brewers. The power rankings according to people who think they know.
So of all the teams on there that you've seen over the last, let's say, 3 weeks, I would say the Rays are getting no respect at all for all the winning that they've done. And meanwhile, the Mets have lost 9 of 10, but you're telling me they're better than a team that's literally won like 22 of 29 games? Like all they do is win, and then all the Mets do is lose. but they still have the Mets fifth best in baseball. That's obviously projections on where they'll be at the end to me, other than the way they're playing. Like, you know, latest power ranking should be how are they playing lately?
Right. Yeah, it doesn't make much sense if you've lost 9 out of 10 to be in the top 5. Doesn't make a lot of sense with how things
go. Makes no sense.
Now, how do those differ from the actual World Series odds? Well, Detroit's, of course, been first on that the last few weeks, but they're the third team on the board, 7-1 for the Tigers. Dodgers, Yankees, Tigers, Mets, Phillies, Cubs, Astros, Padres, Giants, and then Mariners are on the board at 30-1 this week.
So they actually have the let me get this straight. So you see they have San Diego at 13-1.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
it's all crooked, right? Is what you're telling me there?
I'm telling you that. Correct. That's just the way that they put that up there.
Who do you think is better, the Giants or the Padres?
San Diego should be – that should have had a 2 in front of it with the 23, right? About right.
Yeah,
now,
I think so.
I think that the Giants have maybe a touch better pitching than the Padres and the – you know, really now with them getting Devers, you know, the top of those lineups, if everyone's healthy, it's probably about equal. You know, the Padres are probably more top-heavy with Tatis and Machado – and arise, but you know the Padres from 4 or 5 down through 9, they leave a lot to be desired. Some of those bats that they have in the bottom of that lineup, so it's close. But I'd probably just by a nose say the Giants are better than them, just by a nose.
Fair enough. And I want to see if anyone's going to challenge the Dodgers out west and in the playoffs. I mean, at some point or another, somebody's got to do something out there. It can't just be the Dodgers, because then it's going to be really what? The Phillies and Mets?
Pretty much, unless you believe in the Cubs, like we were saying before. Unless you believe in the Cubs, Phillies and Mets are going to be the two teams.
Are you
that everybody's
that the Cubs are going to go further than the Phillies and Mets?
No, I'm not. I think that the Phillies or Mets would beat the Cubs in whether it's a 5-game or a 7-game series right now. I think that they would beat them in either aspect right now. The Dodgers have the most bets as well. 13.9% of the bets are on the Dodgers. Phillies, 9.2. Tigers, Mets, Yankees, Cubs, Red Sox, Padres, Braves, and Orioles. Man, those Orioles, 4% of those bets, those are going up in smoke this year.
So, and literally there is no sign of the Giants on that board.
In terms of the most bet, no, there's no sign of them.
What's the last team? The Orioles?
Orioles have 4% of the tickets to win the World Series this year. But
please,
you
got
to remember, these have been accumulated, obviously, through since the market opened. You know, so before the Orioles sucked, and in the offseason, they probably. We're all running to the window to bet the Orioles, but that just has not gone well for them this year. That's for sure. One more thing on Tatis. Did you see this lawsuit for him yesterday?
Yeah, I did.
Tatis sues Big League Advance to void a deal that he signed when he was 17 years old. Tatis accuses BLA of using predatory tactics to lure him into an investment deal that was actually a legal loan. So, Scotty, they gave him, I believe it was $2 million. They gave Tatis when he was 17, and they somewhere in this deal it said he owes them 10% of his future earnings, which, you know, like believe he signed $340 million contract. That would mean $34 million, you know, somewhere in that aspect. They believe that he owes them. He's suing them now. It's a legal situation now.
Well, I want to know if he's going to get out of that. Like, that's the bottom line. Like, is he going to win that lawsuit and not have to pay them in a deal he signed? What, he signed it when he was underage and stupid or something? Is that what he's going to try to use as a crutch?
He says in the lawsuit, or his lawyer says in the lawsuit, that there was a lot of illegal activities that were used by the company to get him to do that deal that are not legal in the state of California.
Wow. And, you know, and remember, he's had his fair share of problems. So he got all that money. Then he got busted for juicing. And now he's allegedly clean and raking again. And he wants his money. And remember, that contract he signed is fully guaranteed. Baseball contracts are fully guaranteed. I mean, what a sport. You can, like, in the NFL, they can cut you today and not pay you. They give all those contracts in the NFL with guaranteed bonus money, signing bonus money. The rest of it, they just cut, void, and say, see you later. They don't do that in baseball. If you get injured or busted in baseball, you still get the money. Seriously, you get busted juicing, you still get paid. It's unbelievable when you think about it.
It really is. And he still gets paid. And now he's back doing his thing. Fernando Tatis Jr. After all that. We'll see how his legal troubles go.
Everybody knows he cheats.
Yes. Or he cheated. I guess he's not cheating anymore. We would like to think that now everything's on the up and up.
Once they get you, they just, you never live it down. I mean, if you get popped for a season, you're on that blackboard forever.
You are on it forever, unless you're David Ortiz. He was never allowed. He was never put on anything forever, even though he was on a list.
Yeah, but we never stopped saying it. He was a juicer either.
I know. We don't, but they put him in the Hall of Fame. They wheeled him on up there to Cooperstown. No problem whatsoever.
Well, if he's in there, then they should all be in there.
He's a nice guy.
Everyone loves Bobby. Well, so what?
I've said this to you a billion times.
Tell me Roger Clemens is in a Hall of Famer, and we'll be arguing for hours.
You have guys with suspicions like Ortiz, Ivan Rodriguez, even I know them at Piazza. I know he never failed the test, but there was suspicions. Everybody should be in. Just everybody should be in at this point. But this is like a 4-hour
discussion. You think Mike Piazza should be in?
I mean, look, I think he's a Hall of Fame player, but...
Without a doubt.
Who knows? You know, it's... Got to play by the same rules for everybody, I suppose. All right, we have lots of games tonight. Everybody's playing. It's a Dinger Tuesday. We'll come back and we'll go through the entire slate of baseball for tonight.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's look at all the baseball games tonight around the show.
Let's go and do that. We will start in Baltimore, first game of the night, 6:35 p.m. East first pitch, where the Rangers and the Orioles will get together again. Jacob Latz for the Rangers. The fisherman, Charlie Morton, going for the O's, who are minus 135, plus $1.15 for Texas, and a 9.5.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is he's 4-0 in his last five games. I'm going with the Fisherman and the O's tonight again.
He has been a lot better after a brutal first couple of months. The Fisherman has picked it up. The A's are in Detroit against the Tigers. Luis Severino and Tarek Skubal tonight. That's why you get minus 335 for the Tigers, plus 265 for the A's, and a 7.5.
Yeah, look, I like the Tigers on the run line with Skubal. I know it's a heavy price, minus $1.47, but I think he's going to kick the A's ass.
I don't have him on the list tonight, but I feel like I'm at liberty to at least tell you this information. Brent Rooker against Skubal, 6-for-14 with 2 home runs. Rooker has hit Skubal really well in the past. I don't know if I'm going to play him or not. He's not on the big board later, but that's pretty good against Skubal, who makes everybody else look stupid. So just keep that in mind if you're looking for maybe a little deep shot homer later on tonight. Blue Jays are in Cleveland against the Guardians. Eric Lauer and Logan Allen are the starters. Minus 135 for the Jays, plus 115 for the Guards, and a 9.5.
So I bet this thing this morning, and it's moved from minus $1.06 to plus 113 with the Guardians and Allen. I bet Allen this morning when it was minus $1.06. I still like Cleveland at progressive over to Jays and this Lats, and I don't understand why it's moved that significantly to plus 113, but you know, I'll take it. If you're just betting it right now, I'll still take Cleveland in the plus 113.
Yankees are in Cincinnati again. Of course, the debut of the Reds' number one prospect, Chase Burns, tonight. Carlos Rodon will go for the Yankees. They're minus 165, plus 140 for Burns and the Reds, and a 9.5.
So I've seen this Burns. It opened at plus 146. I've seen it at plus 137 now. You said you saw it at plus 140. I dove in on Burns after you and Lou convinced me that the Yankees haven't beaten anyone in 20 years they haven't faced. And he's some phenom flamethrower who pitched for 5 minutes in AAA, and everybody says he's amazing. And so I'm going to go for it that he's going to upset Rodon tonight. And Rodon has been incredible, so I don't think it's going to be easy.
Well, look, I don't have any hard data to back that up. I just, as a Yankee fan, you're probably shaking your head going, yeah, it seems for some reason whenever the Yankees face a guy for the first time or he's making his major league debut, they make him look stupid. And I will see if Chase Burns is able to do that for them tonight. The Braves, once again, 4-0 against the Mets this year. Let's see him again tonight. Spencer Strider against Frankie Montas, who, as we mentioned, making his season debut for the Mets, got racked the last few weeks in AAA in his rehab starts. Braves minus 150, plus 125 for the Mets, and an 8.5.
I like the Braves at minus -148. I like them on the run line at plus 113. And I think the over is live. And I think they're going to terrorize Montas tonight and beat him again. It'll be 5-0 against him.
Mm. The Diamondbacks still in Chicago against the White Sox. Ryan Nelson against Jordan. Get me my favorite leisure suit going tonight. Minus 130 for the Diamondbacks, plus +110 for the White Sox, and an 8.5.
I see Arizona even at minus -122. I'll take the Snakes again. Had them last night. Hit it. I'm going to go again with them.
Pirates and the Brewers again in Milwaukee. Andrew Heaney and Freddie Peralta, minus 210 for the Brewers, plus 175 for the Pirates, and a 7.5.
I bet the Brewers this morning on the run line and at even money. I like Peralta over Heaney here. I know the Pirates brag about Skeens, Heaney, and Keller's combined ERA, but I know this. Peralta's better than Heaney, and that's just all there is to it.
That is true. Peralta is better than Heaney. Mariners and the Twins at Target in Minneapolis. Luis Castillo and Chris Paddock tonight. I got this now at minus 110 both sides for the pick'em and an 8.5.
I bet Seattle at minus -105 when it opened up this morning with Castillo. And they just, I mean, look what they did to him last night. They put 11 on him. Four guys hit home runs. Mm. Seattle's hot. I'm sticking with Castillo and the M's here, and I bet it.
And they have been a very streaky team this year, Seattle. Big win streaks, big losing streaks. They're on a heater right now. Probably want to stay with them. Rays in Kansas City opening a series with the Royals. Chris Bubich against Taj Bradley, minus 135 for KC, plus 115 for Tampa, and an 8.5.
God, you know, the way Tampa's been winning, how can I not take him at plus +115 at the K? They're just better than the Royals.
Mm. They are. They are just better than the Royals. Cubs and the Cardinals again in St. Louis. Jameson Shots of Tyone against Michael McGreevy. Minus 115 for Chicago, minus 105 for St. Louis, and an 8.5.
I like the under and the Cardinals again. The Cubs keep losing. They're struggling right now, and I'll bet on the Cardinals again. I cashed last night. I'll do it again tonight.
Great pitching matchup, Phillies and Astros in Houston. Ranger Danger Suarez and Framber Valdez, minus 155 for Houston, plus +130 for Philly, and a 7.5.
You know what? I think Suarez can beat him. I think Valdez is incredible. He's their best pitcher, but I'll take plus 130 with a guy that's 6-1. And a low ERA. I'm going to go Suarez and take a shot with the Phillies tonight in H-Town.
I've got a couple of other late night games and the long balls when we come back for a Dinger Tuesday. Tater Tuesday. Let's get it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we still have a few games left, four of them, before Carver High makes you a bunch of cash with taters on a Dinger Tuesday.
Let's keep it hot. The Rockies and the Dodgers tonight in Colorado. German Marquez goes for the Rockies. I know the Dodgers were still figuring some things out. I've checked a couple of spots. I'm not sure if they've determined yet which one of their relievers is going to start the game, because that
Fred
is what's going to happen for them. Dreyer will be the opener for them tonight. Minus 250 for the Dodgers either way, plus 205 for the Rockies, and an 11.5.
Yeah, I can't get off of the Dodgers against the Rockies. Are you kidding me? I'm not like, well, first of all, I can't get near that minus 276. Even laying $1.89 is too juicy for me on a run line. So the total is 12, but like this guy Marquez is a bum. I mean, he gives up 7 runs every time he pitches. Maybe it's because he pitches there, right? Like, I don't know what to think of it. All I know is I want no part of this game. No part of it. Yeah. But if I'm forced to, I'm Dodgers run lining it, I guess. I don't want any part of that, the 12 or any of it. I want nothing to do with this game.
I'll be part of it in another way in a few minutes when
okay,
we get to long balls. I'll be a part of it that way. The Red Sox are still in Anaheim against the Angels. It'll be Garrett, don't call me Davy Crockett because my name is Crochet, against Tyler Anderson, minus 175 for the Sox, plus 145 for the Angels, and a 7.5.
I like Boston on the run line with this guy pitching.
Yeah, I know they've lost a couple here. He's been a stopper for them recently. I could see him go out and take care of business. Nats and the Padres again at Petco. Trevor Williams and Ryan Burgett tonight. Minus 165 for San Diego, plus 140 for the Nats, and an 8.5.
Trevor Williams is awful. So San Diego's going to win this game come hell or high water, and the runs are going to be plentiful. I mean, this guy gives up 7-8 runs a game. I like the over big time, and San Diego on the run line at plus 123. I don't care who's pitching. They'll win tonight.
Over tonight in San Diego and Washington. Two nights in a row, I think we can get over that number. And finally, out at the Bay at Oracle, Marlins in town against the Giants to start a series. It'll be our pal Cal Quantrill against Justin Verlander, of course, off the maternity list after having another baby with Kate. Minus 180 for the Giants, plus 150 for the Fish, and an 8.5.
Giants run line at plus 116. He'll finally win a game because Kate Upton had a baby. And he'll finally win because the Fish, our guy Kyle's going to get lit up, which is what he usually does. His numbers are disastrous. I mean, let's face facts. What is Quantrill? 3-7. He gives up 6 runs a game every time he pitches.
I think this is a rare two. You don't get many of these at Oracle. It's obviously, you know, one of the best pitchers' parks in all of baseball. I think you got two guys tonight. Over. I mean, it's almost always 7.5 at Oracle. It's 8.5 tonight. These guys are both going to give up runs, I think. A little over tonight, late night.
I even see it at 8. I like that over 8. I can get it at 8.
Yeah. Let's go for it this evening. All right, how about a little Dinger Tuesday?
Taters.
With some long balls. Tater time. We've been hot here Friday, Monday. We've had a couple. We've been ringing the bell consistently. Let's keep at it. I told you I was going to go to Colorado. You got a few guys on the Dodgers who have put some dents into German Marquez in their careers. They see him so often. Freddie Freeman is one of those guys. He hasn't homered in a little while. He's been hitting the ball hard. Plus 420. For Freddie Freeman tonight at Coors against the Rockies. You know who hits Peralta pretty good? Little Cruz missile tonight. Pirates might not win the game, but can we get O'Neill Cruz going deep at plus 425 off of Freddie? Let's go.
Oh, no.
George Springer, some nice history against Logan Allen. Plus 500 for him in Cleveland. It's a great night for some balls to fly out of that yard. Now, this guy hit 2 last night, but I believe with who's on the mound for the White Sox, and the way that the ball was flying out of there last night, I think we can get Pavin Smith again. I'm going to take a chance. Plus 560 with him one more time. He's back in the lineup against the Sox. And I'm going Adolis Garcia against the fisherman Charlie Morton tonight. He's hit him in the past. Good night for hitting also in Baltimore. I know the Ranger offense was completely dead last night, but that number's too enticing for me. I'll take Garcia with a nice big plus 560.
And who'd you say he's going to hit? Scooble?
Brent Rooker's got some incredible numbers against Scooble. So we love Rooker. And remember, the Yankee-Red game, probably a lot of homers again. The numbers are pretty cratered, but you're probably a lot of homers in the Yankee-Red game.